I'm Teresa Davenport, Senior Research Analyst for Mayer & Mayer. Today I have with me John Rich, Director of Career Services at Three Rivers Community College. John, to get us started, can you just tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to be Director of Career Services?
Sure, Teresa. In some ways, I feel like I'm a poster child for career counseling. I've been in and out of several different careers over my work experience. When I graduated from college, I first was a journalist for about 10 years, and that culminated in owning my own little community newspaper, which was great. But then, for a variety of reasons, went back to grad school and got a master's degree in counseling and started working as a career counselor in the Massachusetts public higher education system, working at a community college, a state college, and a university. Then I completed a doctorate in organizational development and eventually moved into the business sector doing some work with strategic alignment and executive communications. I left that sector about 3 years ago and returned to education, where I am a counselor, a generalist, and the director of career services here at a community college in Connecticut. One of the things I discovered is the old saying, the more things change, the more they remain the same. A lot of what's going on in the community college is very similar to what was going on in the community college 25 years ago when I was there. And career services still remains an incredibly important part of the student's growth and transformation. I find students often don't have a good grasp or understanding of options available to them for careers, and they don't know how to find out what's available to them. And that's a big part of why I use ONET. It's an incredibly useful tool for me working with students, and it certainly is a lot better than what used to be the old Dictionary of Occupational Titles, which the minute you would open, students, I think, would look at it and say, you've got to be kidding, whereas now it's all online, and I think they're more comfortable and familiar and more likely to use it.
Right. Well, so tell me now, how are you using ONET in your current work?
Probably there's three primary ways I use it. The first and probably the largest way is with a career counseling session. That can be sit down with a student and they're asking for information or help solving, you know, the where am I going, what am I doing question, or it can be in conjunction with doing a career assessment here in the office. But all of those interventions end with me showing them ONET and sending them an email link, which is real easy to do from the site once you're there. And what I usually do with students is show them how the site works at a very high level. There is just so much information. Occasionally I will get into some of the background information, but mostly I try to show students what's in the database and what the career clusters or career sectors are inside of ONET. So I usually show them the way to get into a career from the search box or the put in a career title or from the career cluster box. Then I walk through them with the, when you open a career, I walk through that top bar where the tasks, the tools, the knowledge, skills, abilities, etc. information pops up. And what I try to share with them is, here's all the information that's available inside of this occupational overview in ONET, but that maybe two or three areas of interest are going to be key for them in making a decision. So there's a way to get through it a little bit quicker than reading every one of those content areas. And I think that is useful and helpful for them. And then I also make sure that they see and understand how to use the state link, which for us is Connecticut, because not only does it give the salary here in Connecticut, it shows the growth into the future, and it has the video. So if students are more likely to learn or are more comfortable with audio and visual, that's another option for them. So that's one of the real big ways I use it. And I often get students who go, wow, I didn't know anything like this existed, and see it as a huge resource for them. The second way I use it is it's a real great tool to use in a classroom presentation. Often faculty will ask me or to come in and speak at a class and talk about career or selection of majors, etc. And so while I'll talk about the overall process of how you go through making a career choice, I find opening the O-Net site and doing basically an abbreviated version of what I would do with a student here in the office a real useful practice. So I'll ask them, you know, how many of you in the classroom know where you want to go, what you want to do? Usually about a third to a quarter would answer that affirmatively. And then I talk about how many know what kind of field you want to go in to, and a few more will raise their hands. And then I'll show them both the way to plug in some job titles and the way to use it from a career cluster perspective. And again, I get usually very, very positive responses from the students, and actually very positive responses from the faculty too. The third way that I use it is, to me, a real win-win from my perspective as a college administrator, is that I use some of the updates to deliver to faculty either in general or specifically if it's an update on something that's career-specific like nursing or engineering. The last one that I sent out was the Bright Outlook job list that came out from O-Net, and I sent that around. At first I tried to edit it, but it's hard to edit that in that format, so I just sent the entire list out, letting faculty know that many of our majors were covered in that list and that it would give information both on the overall jobs within their areas as well as the projected growth rates. And I think faculty really care about that kind of information because they want to, I think, help students get into careers where they'll be able to, you know, make a decent living and have a job. So those are the three ways that I use it, Teresa.
Well, those are great, and the Bright Outlook is a fantastic idea. Getting back to the students for a minute, could you walk me through a specific situation where you've helped a person through the O-Net tools? Kind of walk me through what tools did you use and how did they benefit that person?
Okay. Again, there's a couple different ways, but I think when I'm most likely to pull a student into this from a career cluster perspective is I often get students who come in and say, I want to go into health services or business or whatever that kind of broad category might be, and yet they don't know for several or many different reasons what's going on in that cluster or the differences between jobs. And obviously O-Net is a fantastic tool for that. So if they come in and say, you know, I'm interested in nursing or I'm interested in healthcare, we'll go into the health services sector. And just showing them all the job titles that exist inside of that sector and then how they're clustered into, I think there's two or three clusters inside that one, is instantly information for them that they didn't know. And then basically from there, I take it to the next step, which is of these, you know, which two or three do you think you're interested in? We click on them, and then I do a review of what's inside each one of those occupational pages. Again, it's just great information for students. They have no idea that the information's out there and that there's a way to sort through this kind of huge question mark that they have. And same thing goes with business. Many students in business just say, you know, I want to go into business. Well, what is that? One example was a guy who wanted business and ended up finding and reading about HR and discovered that's a great way for him to meet kind of his personal needs and still be in business and still have some earning and job potential. So it's just a great tool, Teresa.
It is. And in that case, it helps refine. You can help the students refine. If they have a big picture,
exactly right.
It helps them drill down and see what they might want to do more.
Yeah.
Specifically. Well, great. Well, John, it sounds like you have so much knowledge and information about O-Net, especially as far as helping students and even helping college administration faculty. So if others have questions for you, how would you prefer to be reached?
I think the best way to connect would be with email. Our email is a little complicated, but it's my first initial last name, so it's jrich@trcc.comnet, which is commnet.edu.
All right. Well, John, thank you again so much for your time today.
Great. My pleasure. Thanks, Teresa.